Good morning. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Life or Death Ministries. Today I'm hashing out a little bit unorthodox, if you would, a little bit off the train. I'm detouring. I'm going off about, I'm turning to a different route here. Some of the different thoughts on love and judgmental thought theory process and the reasons behind it. Some of the emotional attachment, how we know it does work or doesn't work, the implications, and my sense of abrasiveness and the sense of interpretation and how we walk within that discipline and degree. Feel free to tune in and listen, take notes, questions and answers, follow up if you would. And let's see that if we can work this out and having not demeaning nor denying or self-defiance, but rather this is enlightening because it is a sense of discovery. And let us not be closed-minded within this subject and within this topic. I think rather abrasively, excuse me, let us be open-minded and let us have this mindset to where we are embracing the world of discovery. I reference Christianity. Lord, forgive me. Some of you personally know me, Life or Death Ministries. Yes, of course. I grasp it. I get it. But discovery is no more than being capable of living life that is unrestricted. If life is made up of no more than restrictions, limitations, and views, then that isn't life. And I think it's a sense of conformity or a confession of the inequity that you possess. How can we or shall we be capable of advancing or adapting in this world? And you could use that on the educational perspective that I need to walk, so I reference this walk. And when I say reference walking, I'm climbing or I'm walking or I'm running within this topic, within this field, within this study. So I'm advancing. I'm knowing the lower limits, the upper limits. Not that there are limits or limitations or restrictions, but I'm capable within my own levels of competence, discipline, and degree of knowing where I should be. And I think that's what the world provides you. I think that's what life is about. Life is love. God is life, etc., vice versa, mix it, twist it, any way you want to look at it. But I think that's how we get to a firmer point in this world to where we can say, well, this is right for me. And how do you know it's right for me? Because I live within this world and it works for me. And it doesn't require denial or acceptance from somebody else. Rather, it is capable of taking you beyond and giving you a sense of sustaining. If education is no more than the restriction of limitation or the know of, knowing the limitations and boundaries that creature created, then I think it's a complete loss in this world. Self-discovery is the notion that some of us are very capable and competent, what we've been given, what we have, God-given talent, if you would, the derogatory of where it comes from, leads us to a point to where we are capable of living within our own skin. And one of the deficiencies that we face in today's society is nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to deal with the skin that they've been given. A lot of us, we want to upgrade it, they want to change it, the mentality, the mood, the shape. I'm trying to Photoshop this real quick. I hope you don't mind. I mean, boy, she looks real nice. I got you. So I think that's the mentality. Feel free to join in. Write down some questions if you have them, some discussions, and feel free to comment, and we can talk about it at any point in time. And let's start off with the abrasive notion of how do you step outside that normal sense of condemnation. We've lived in this world for X amount of years. I reference BC, AD. Some of you are referencing constitutional rights. You're like 2,000 some years and counting. You're still failing today outside, right? It just doesn't work. I get it. But the mindset, the mentality, how you've been taught, how you've been trained, why is it self-defying? If every aspect in this world requires denial or requires acceptance, then immediately you've lost in some way, shape, or form. Who are you? A sense of notion, any point in time, your wants and needs are not relevant to your overall life objectives of goals for accomplishment, and not only short-term, but also long-term, who you see yourself presently and where you see yourself going, and that should be not by the predisposed deception or perception of somebody else's view, whether it's tolerable or not tolerable, more along the lines of, I make it work for me, it's right for me, this is what I've been given, and this is the way that I live. Think about what I'm saying. How do you get over the hump of living within that confinement, that restriction? Now, and think about it, manifesting thoughts, individuals have opinions, they're entitled to their opinion. Everybody likes the freedom of speech. Good morning, how are you? Right, we embrace it. Yes, of course. But how do you get over individuals telling you, well, this is right for you and this is wrong for you? Well, you don't bring it in. You don't bring it in. You close the door, you lock it, you shut it out. You gotta go outside. I'm gonna shoo you out with a broom. I'm gonna grab a broom, I'm gonna sweep you out. I'm gonna shoo you out. Get out of here. Swat you with the broom. Get out of here. You don't manifest it. You don't bring it on into your heart, soul, and mind and start growing on it and start thinking about it and thinking how you're going to justify it or deny it or accept it. And think about this. And this is the mindset and mentality that I've currently been in. I'm trying to still working with the church, the body, the state, and building the congregation for Life or Death Ministries. And the mindset and the mentality that I've been having is more about unconditional love. I've got some stuff that I wrote down here on Facebook, and it's some of the posts that I've got, and I'll just shoot it out here. These are my open thoughts, but I'll just shoot it out here so that you can kind of hear what I've been thinking and what I'm saying, and you'll get a feeling of this. The only type of love that I'm receptive to is unconditional love. If your love knows boundaries, limitations, excuses, I'm out. # what are you asking for? Think about that. And of course, we reference love. What is your love? Substance, materials, spouses, girlfriends, careers, life, right? Love, you call it life. Life is love. Love is life, etc. Right? But if it has limitations, boundaries, excuses, I'm out. What are you asking for? So a lot of us, we're asking to bring excuses into our life. We're asking to put limitations, to have boundaries. We're asking for these entities to be very, very relevant to us because we believe in them. But all of a sudden here, obstructively, when we take that turn and we're being detoured because the road's clearly under construction and we're not like developed, we're not like a finished product, we're putting a picture of it and sold, yes, like we accomplished the ultimatum. All of a sudden, the rules that we've created within our own possessiveness, we hold them near and dear to ourselves. We don't want these rules anymore. No, they don't work for me. And in fact, since they don't work for me, I'm going to really push the envelope here and realize that they don't work for you either. And I'm going to figure out why they don't work for you, or I'm going to force you to deal with something that doesn't work. That can't be true, though. What about discovery? What about the self-indulging aspect of life? I'm free. I'm alive. Right? Land of the free, home of the brave. Is that relevant? Not in this country and nation. You might find more favorable results in foreign countries and nations to where they don't judge you and condemn you. I forgot there's numbers, there's a budget. Somebody hit the clock now. Yes, of course, the minutes are counting. But the excuse, the limitations and the boundaries, they can't be life because life knows no limits. Think about what I'm saying. If you put boundaries and limits on life and that clock stops, realistically, the clock doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And you can say the earth revolving, right? The earth just keeps revolving. I'm not stuck in the mud. I'm not standing here like evolution. I'm not even sure where I'm going to advance or how this is going to turn out. Self-discovery invites entrepreneurship and invites love, commitment, good qualities and morale that we need in today's society. The way that we're training, the way that we're educating, the notion and mentality and the walk that we present out in this world is self-doubting, is denying, is accepting, is always looking for an excuse or always looking for an answer. What about just being alive? Is there something wrong with breathing? Clearly, there's a reason that I'm breathing, and there's no way, shape, and form that I should have to suffer because you're alive. Think about what I'm saying. That's so extreme. Not that blame is relevant, but come on now, you gotta go. So very quickly, you can't have that got turned into it's outright yours. You own it. # find eternity. I think there's a zen within this mindset mentality so very quickly, and it happens real quick, like now. You can't have that. What does that actually mean? Do you think it's a sense of power and notoriety and we're telling individuals, oh, you can't have that? But that's the ticket. Don't you get it? That is the mindset. It's not you can't have that. You can have anything that you want. Anything. As long as it doesn't come at the cost and expense of anybody else in any way, shape, or form, especially in the realms of Christianity. He provided you an abundance of everything. So you can have anything that you want as long as you're capable, you're competent, and you can have your own. So you can't have that. You can have anything. Just make sure you have sustainment. Make sure that you have your own. You're not all put together in some sort of a pool. And here, this is what this person's came up with. Here, I'm going to force you to deal with us today. I don't think so. I think that you're searching for acceptance. And I'm not the one to deny you nor accept you. You got to go. Right? It's outright yours. You own it. Decisions. Yes, of course. Decisions. What else? It's outright yours. You own it. You're the one making decisions. You're the one that made that decision. Now it's outright yours. Think about it in a catalyst, right? In a catalyst of, you made a decision. That decision led to another decision. And now there's a bunch of consequences because you made a decision. Not that blame is relevant, but let's face facts here. It's outright yours. You own it. Now you made a decision. and you decided that this is a decision that you were going to make. You could use the county, for example. You decided that this child should be with this parent, and these are the consequences and the effect. And I'd hate to be 100% honest for a second, but you yourself have to be accountable for the decisions that you made. That's the same score measure that you live by. Eye for eye, life for life, breath for breath. It's outright yours. You own it. The moment when you accept every decision that you're making, and not in theory and reason, in walk, laboring, competence, deeds, how I'm actually living my life is yours and you own it, then you're freed from slavery. But what type of oppression? Emotional, intellectual, physical, substance, economical, all the above. Who said it needs to be right for you? And better yet, who said it needs to be right for me? I'm good. Don't worry about me. I got it. That is the mindset and the mentality. So your unrestricted view, the view that is not biased, right? I'm not viewing the world for the perception of deception. That's completely fogged. I have no eternal mindset. I don't know the righteous child or the evil adult, the right, the wrong, the good, the bad. Think about what I'm saying. If you shall know any topic, there shall be opposition, up and down, left and right. Very good. Without the opposition, you have no clue. It's completely a waste of time. It's a waste of breath. So you walk within that. You walk within that discovery notion. So you're better off, and of course I've been working on relationships this morning. I'll give you a quick confession, and then I'll try to move on and advance here a little bit. I get carried away. Lord, forgive me. So in my relationships, and I'm currently single. I apologize. My girlfriend's probably trying to kill me at the moment, but think about what I'm saying. I can't make a commitment to restrictions and limitations. Remember what I said earlier? Unconditional love, if your love knows boundaries, limitations, excuses, I'm out. I can't be that checklist husband. I can't be the person that needs to look like this, talk like this, have this type of career. They got the house, the bank account, the cars, etc. I can't be that person because it doesn't work. It immediately has restrictions and limitations. How many of us, and it works in careers, it works in relationships, professional, personal, and every aspect and genre of our life, how many of us are including restrictions, limitations. We put boundaries. We have denials and we have acceptances. How many of us are handing off our sense of power? What does that mean? It's like, I have the ability, the notoriety of being capable of saying yes and being capable of saying no. But yet other individuals in this world, I hand it off to them. So what do you think? Do you think I should give her a chance? Do you think we should go on a date? Do you think that we should be in love for one another? Do you think that we should truly start possessing it? And some of us would arguably say yes, and other of us would say no. But that is the reality of this world. Life goes on and it shall go on because we want it to. I'm not restricted or limited because of what you believe in. In fact, I don't even care. But you shall care. I shall only care if it affects me, not if it affects you. You don't want to possessively be occupied with somebody else's mindset and mentality. Because if it was so flawless and it worked, and you are flossing each and every day, and there's nothing to worry about, there was no concerns, then there would be nothing to talk about. They would say wisdom and knowledge at this point is no more than a sense of acceptance and being capable of not agreeing or disagreeing, but rather walking away and still discovering how it is relevant to you. That does not need that judgmentality of condemnation if I'm staring down on you, third person narrative, or I'm telling myself yes, I'm telling myself no. Have you deprived yourself of love recently? Don't be afraid to discover it. It's out there, reality. But the dependency, yes, that is the word choice. I rely on that good morning from you. In some cases, I rely on that. Would you move out already? I'm tired of this. I need that daily grind. And some of us abrasively, we need a point and purpose in life. You could view it as the hook and ladder, the cat and mouse, the ball and chain, etc. The question and answer, right? These are all forms. Some call them games. These are all formalities of life that actually work for some individuals. It's the reason that their heart beats. I don't think it works. I think it's abrasively a waste of time. Sort of like passively hasting yourself. I'm going to bury my own wants and needs in the ground. I'm going to see if I can buy a little funeral plot and get a headstone for it. Take a picture of it, post it online. Look at the obituaries. Now, yes, I'm moving forward in this life. I'm burying my old life and I'm moving on to the next one. Is there anything else? So yes, of course, the conclusion. What is the conclusion? Well, life is not defining and the clock does not stop. So the dependency is no more than the want and need. But if the want and need only has the mindset or obstructed view of limitations and restrictions, then it's not going to get anywhere. And that dependency gets fulfilled by other individuals that have the want and the need. What's a good example? Well, there's some individuals that are in this world and their only dependency is they are put on this world to judge, to condemn, to tell you how to live, to tell you what's right for you and what's wrong for you. For real? What do you mean? Like, you need to judge somebody today? You need to make decisions on others. What happens if you don't? I'm not really sure. That's who I am. I make decisions on others. Start making decisions on yourself. Bloody hell. What's wrong with you? So dependency can be a word that deceptively can be taken right or can be taken wrong. But actively, if it requires acknowledgement, acceptance, or denial of somebody else, it's no more than emotional attachment to the excuse or a topic that they find to be relevant. Life goes on either way. So do you bring that in? Do you fester it? Do you manifest it? Do you hold it near and dear to your heart? You know, somebody said that this person depends on this substance. I bet you it's probably good as long as it works for them. Amen. Hallelujah. But do we critique? Do we judge? And every confession that we have, because most of these are no more than confessions, are they a confession of our inequity, of our pluses, of our minuses, of our pros, of our gains? Think about what I'm saying. Because we so sovereignly do not have life that our dependency on others, the emotional attachment to the want or need of, lacking of, that we have to confess daily on how bad we're suffering. The only thing that I have to reference to talk about is my inequity, because I'm actually not alive. I'm dying. Can't you see me? Help! It's okay. Did you want me to call 911? Do you think that they'd be capable of helping you? And it's the disaster of the end of the world. The clock stopped. Well, life's over as I know it. But it can't be. You're still alive. I don't get it. What happened? Are you okay? By the way, who are you? Where'd you come from and where are you going? But me answering these questions to your thought, your condemnation, to the upper limits or lower limits, the restrictions that you created, that's not going to get me anywhere. But rather, it would entertain your dependency. It's your problem. It's outright yours. You own it. Boy, I tell you what, I talk about purchasing power, and sometimes I like deeds. Let me get the ownership on it. You know what I'm saying? Give me the receipt. I'm going to take it back, get a little bit of money for it. I'm not mad at you, but it's our dependency that is not self-defining. What about personal preferences? You have a personal preference in life? Does psychology actually work? If it's relevant to you, it should not be a limitation of life. If it's no more than conforming to the limitation of life, you failed. Who? Well, yourself. Think about it. Nobody else. But does it actually work? Of course. I don't live in this world to appease to somebody else. I'm trying to discover life, what's relevant to me and how life is actually happening. Very, very good. Yeah, I met these individuals. They kind of hunker down together. They say misery enjoys company. I'm not sure. Statistically out in numbers or something, we're crunching the stats. Or is it stat crunching? I'm not really sure. But they stated that individuals that are capable of conforming to these sets of laws that we have created, and by the way, they work for some and they don't work for other. These are the facts that we have in this world, that they're brilliant. They're intelligent. That's what psychology is. Are you sure? Somebody said that we're just alive. That's not self-defying. That the thought, the mentality, the possessiveness, the actual enactment of this world doesn't require restrictions, doesn't require limitations, nor does it need to be defined. Rather, a psychologist is no more than somebody who's very well, they're very well capable. They have acceptance. They've seen it. There's the downside. There's the upside. It's right for that person. And this is right for that person. And they're capable of perceiving it, deception, and seeing it and interpreting it on how. Oh, wait, they're right. That's right. There's nothing wrong with you. Yes, of course, there's nothing wrong with you. Better yet, are you okay? No, the are you okay is condemnation. Remember, there's nothing wrong with you. So when we look in the mirror, and that's where it starts, the heart, soul, and mind, thought, word, and deed. When we look in the mirror, it is a direct reflection of who we want and what we want. But if our perception of deception is so clouded, if our glasses and our lenses are scratched, or we've experienced so much abuse and non-tolerable levels, what is the limit? I don't know. It's self-defining. It is, though, isn't it? I can say what's right for me. You can say what's right for you. And by the way, if your personal preferences deny you or accept you in society, you've got problems. Right? Well, my personal preference is Catholicism. Well, I've got friends that are latter days. I hope that's not a problem. Good example, right? Very good example. These are forms of life, by the way. They're religion. They're forms of life. You walk within that discipline in that degree. You walk within that light. It can't be to where it's putting me down on the ground. So I think in relationships, I think I am better off meeting somebody completely blind, and I don't like to challenge anybody, but think along these lines of blindness, because blindness isn't so bad. And we used to reference it. Nobody wants to be left in the dark, but hold on, buckle on up. You're getting ready to go for a ride. Enter every relationship, acquaintance, mindset, topic, study, every aspect that you have Enter it blind. Have no predisposed disposition of what you think it's going to be. Have no stereotypes and don't be analytical to it. So a relationship, I seen what I seen. I like the way she looked. We got to be together just for a few minutes. And my answer is yes. I'm going to make commitment to you. How long is it going to last? I would imagine eternity. I am capable of commitment. Commitment and love are not restricted. They have no limitations. I'm capable of advancing within that mindset and growing within it. And I know that it works. And in my case, I make a commitment to Christ, and then I love you, and we build one another up within Christ. And I stand very good odds on being that person and having a very, very fruitful life, if you would. Children, house, ministry, I don't know, businesses, right? Yes, of course, prosperity, the evolution of the mind, the heart, the soul. Excellent. But then again, on the other hand, there's the prom queen. There's the trophy wife. There's the girl that made it big, and I wanted to be with her. Now, I know I can get to be with her, but this is who I've got to be. This is how I've got to look, and this is the way that I got to talk, and this is the way that I got to dress, and this and that. Well, you don't have to change who you are to love somebody. And by the way, what's the opposite of love? So if love is blind, which is very, very relevant, I think that's the topic here. If love is blind, then why are you seeing to it? Why are you putting limitations? Why are you putting topics to it? Or why are you putting addressing to different mindsets that don't evolve within love? So it's already over before it even began, because you decided in your mind that it's just not going to work. But for who? For me. Can't you hear it's my problem? Yes, outright, so very true. It's yours. You own it, right? Correct. How could I forget? So it comes back down to you. And that's the mentality. I've got better odds on being successful personally, including professionally, by embracing this world with that blind mentality. I'm going in blind. I don't care what humanity's accomplished prior. I'm not sure what statistics they have or what data, and I don't care. I need self-discovery so that I know where my love and my hate is within this topic. Well, somebody said that's life or death. You're alive or you're dead. Yes, of course, you didn't hear me. I need to know. Don't you understand? The knowledge of education, which is restriction of limitation, obligation of acceptance. You did what? That doesn't work. Only it is a sense of confession of how I am restricted. So it goes beyond seeing. It goes into walking. So choose to be blind. And when I say choose to be blind, abrasively be capable of taking in this world without being so overly assertive that you yourself can't even stand who you are or the belief that you've chosen. Excuse me. Now what's wrong? What's going on? I don't understand how the belief you've chosen doesn't work for you, and all of a sudden it's my problem. Excuse me. It's outright yours. You own it. So don't forget about that. Don't forget about that mentality of taking it within that mindset. So if I say love is blind, education is blind, every topic, walk, assertion, genre, interest, major, minor is actually blind. There's a up and there's a down. Have you ever walked up into a school, academic planning and scheduling, lecturing, if you would? You ever walked up into a school, and I'm currently doing work with a school over in England at this moment. I plan on continue doing work with them. Lord, forgive me. I like Jesuit universities. I apologize. They had a little bit of French to it. The pronunciation's off. It's fine. I got it the way that I got it. It's still me, remember? But have you ever walked up into a university and you pick out a topic, a subject, you pick out a major and a minor, and you're like, I want to learn about this. And as you abrasively go through the academic planning and scheduling, you're looking at it and you're like, you're only teaching me the right of this topic. Where's the wrong? I need to know. And they're like, no. We create limits and restrictions. This is what right. This is what's right and this is what's wrong. This is what worked and this is what hadn't worked. But what if that variable can be changed? What if that blind mindset of, you know what? I stepped outside of those limitations. I stepped outside of the prison cell, if you would. I'm caged within my own mentality, thought, logic, processing, theory, reason, etc. And I found a way that works for me, and it's not written down. It's not textbook. It's not verbatim and word choice. Then it's discovery. Then that's where Einstein comes into play. Did you say theory and reason? Yes, of course. Mentality, knowledge, true worth. My Lord, forgive me. Don't be limited or restricted. And another very well, yes, of course. Yes, of course. Education cannot be, nor shall it be, the obligation of restriction. Because it might be right for you, but it might be wrong for me, and vice versa. Discovery is the ability, which should be knowledge, education, etc., the furlough of taking it beyond that limit, of being capable of being competent. If education is no more than thought, theory, and process, you're sending a lot of individuals out in this world that are afflicted, that are abused, that are tampered, that don't have it. And that's another form of blindness, isn't it? Relevant. We reference blindness being a plus. Here, blindness is being an inequity. But you chose your own poison, don't you? By the way, you're thirsty. I'm like the Mayan tribe in here this morning. I'm trying to figure out if you need a cup. Well, Lord, forgive me. I'm going to close up. I can't get carried away here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for the continued support of Life or Death Ministries. Abrasively, as we walk within this world, we imagine, and think about what I'm saying, I was once blind, but now I see. We imagine that we want to know, that the raising of the hand, me, please choose me. I have something to say. I'm emotionally attached. I love this topic, this assertion. I have something to say. But when it's relevant that the art of discovery is not self-defining, but it evolves you, the heart, soul, mind, you're weathered, it's tried and true, you know it works and it works for you, and you're capable of evolving within that mindset of love, then you can adapt, then you can grow, and then you can spawn if you would. But otherwise, you know what? It's just not going to happen, because limitations and restrictions no more are the obligation of resentment. And you resent that somebody's put you into this form of life that doesn't work. And I'm not sure, we could do software coding or we could try to find a different path of life. But deep down, it comes down to you, what pill you're taking, what cup you're drinking from, or how abrasively you open the door. And if you did open the door, what's on the other side and what are you walking on into? Thank you for joining me, Jesse Jiraki. Be sure to follow me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Feel free to post any questions and answers. If we get enough following and we get enough correspondence, we can host a live webinar and we can break down and talk about some of the different lecturing or doctrine that we've referenced here today. Pick up some education. We can grab some books, some quotes, and we can really get digging deep into it, not to define one another, but have very good food for thought. God bless you. Have a very, very good day. Thank you.